today, so. All right, let's go to prayer real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today. God bless the sermons that you're speaking through us today. We thank you for the time we have with each other inside these walls. No matter what happened before this, it doesn't matter now. Whatever we have to do after, it doesn't matter. This is what matters right now. Open up our ears, our hearts, our mind. Open up our hands to you. Let us receive. Let us always be students, always learning. I thank you, God, for this time and this body. Bless the wrap after, too, as well, and the food. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles into Ecclesiastes 11. As you turn there, I'm also going to bring up a verse that Pastor Ken talked about last week, Proverbs 21:16. I'm just going to say that real quick while you go to Ecclesiastes 11. So Proverbs 21:16 last week was, a man who strays from the path of understanding comes to the rest in the company of the dead. So, you know, what is God's path for you? You know, that's a powerful message. And what is God's purpose for me? We're all looking for, what is our purpose? What is our path in life? And here in Ecclesiastes, we can learn a little bit about that. Ecclesiastes 11, 1 through 6. So verse 1 through 2, it says, cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Give portions to 7, yes, 8, for you do not know what disasters may come upon the land. Meaning you do something for others without expecting something in return. Give your food that you have to others, even though, you know, you only have a little, but they need it more. You know, a couple of messages ago, Pastor Ken also brought about the girl who had only a little flour and a little oil, and that's all she had, and she gave it up because God was testing. He was testing her faith in Him, because it says, "Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again." It doesn't say after a few days. It doesn't say right away. It says many days, so it's going to take some time. And today, you know, we want things in like instant gratification. You know, we want something so quick. You know, I put my food in the microwave and it takes a minute and 30 seconds. And if it's not warmed up right away, I get pissed off. I got to wait longer? What? We want something so quick. It says many days you will find it again. Give it up. Don't be looking for it too as well. It'll come. God's saying He's going to give it back to you. Trust in God. I was reading a book called The Go-Giver, and they talked about, you know, it's better to give than to receive. It talked about like the 50-50 deal, you know. I'll do this for you if you do that for me. Or, you know, I'll help you do this, you know, but I'm moving next week. Can you help me do that? You know, like, we always want something in return. We're always looking for a deal in life. But God says here just to give whatever you need. You don't need something in return. He's going to bless you many days later. Verse 3 through 5, if the clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where it falls, there it will lie. Whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. So that means keep go. Get started. Get moving. Don't just stay idle. Start moving. Station verse 5. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in the mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Sow your seed in the morning and that evening. Let not your hands be idle. For you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally as well. I love that verse 5. As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in the mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God. Isn't it, you know, isn't it frustrating when we don't understand something? You know, we try to figure it out. We get so annoyed, like, why can't I figure it out? Some of us, you know, if we can't figure it out right away, we give it up right away. Like, oh, I'm not gonna learn that. You know, whatever. I can't understand it. Some of us try too hard. We try to comprehend things, and we can't. God says you cannot understand, because He's the maker of all things. We cannot understand always His path for us, and we got to let that go. We got to trust in Him. You know, the big challenge is for us. We're trusting something that we might not know until we get to heaven. You know, why am I doing this? And you could trust in God. God's saying He's going to lead you on the right path where you're supposed to be. You know. Many stories in the Bible give us an example of like that of paths that we could be on. So Matthew 7, verse 13 through 14. Like I said, I'm going to go quick. Yeah. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Only a few, it says right there, only a few find life. You know, sometimes we take the easier path in life when God wants us to take the narrow road. Yeah. Everyone's going through the wide gate. There's more room over there. You know, it's safer over there. Everyone's doing that. I'm just going to follow them. There's so much more room for activities over there. I might, you know, there's less of a chance I'll fall off of that path. So I'm going to stay on that wide path. God wants us to go on the narrow road, you know? He knows we're going to stumble. It's a narrow path. We are going to stumble. Psalms 37:23-24. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hands. He says, though he stumble, we will stumble on the road that we're on. We're supposed to. That's when we learn more. That's when God tests us. He's going to put us through that to see if we can get back on the right path. We're going to steer off course, but God is always with us, guiding us back on that path. We just have to put our faith in him. In closing, let's go to Exodus, Old Testament. Let's go, baby. Exodus 13. You guys with me?
Amen.
Am I mumbling?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. So this is a perfect example of God's path. This is where Moses is taking the Israelites out of Egypt to the Promised Land. And if you don't know the story about Moses, I can let you borrow my VeggieTales video on the story. So I'm going to want it back. Because it's good. So, verse 17. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. He says, they could have taken a shorter route, but I want you to take the longer route, because I got a plan for you. I got a provision for you. Trust in me. Let's go to verse 20-22. If I butcher these names, let me know. After leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. God is always leading us. He's always there. He's always leading us. That's awesome. By day or night, no matter what, he will always be there with us. Let's go to chapter 14, verse 10-14 in closing. So this is where now the Israelites are at the sea, the Red Sea, and Pharaoh is approaching them with his army, so they are pretty much surrounded. So as Pharaoh approached the Israelites looked up, and they were there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there was no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." How many of us get to a certain point in God's path and we start to lose faith? The Israelites were between a sea and an army in the middle of a desert, and they let fear take control of their thinking. We do that so many times that we let the outside control what's on the inside. You know? The Egyptians are saying, "I'd rather be a slave. I'd rather serve the Pharaoh. I'd rather serve an earthly god than to die here in the desert and serve a mighty king." They only need to have a little faith in God's plans for a few more steps. They're right there. But since we have a loving God with a greater plan than our comprehension, he spares them. Verse 13-14. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." Be still. Sometimes on the path, we're trying to get somewhere too quick. We make impulsive decisions. We try to do it ourselves, thinking we know what's best. God says, just be still. Take the narrow path.
Don't worry about what others are doing. I will lead you. You stumble? Good, that's fine. Be still. Pray. You know, think about what you're doing. Then get back right on the path. And don't ever forget, no matter how long the path is, put your faith in me. I will guide you. And always, just be still. Amen. So, thank you, Father, for this message. Thank you. Bless Pastor Ken's message as he comes up. Thank you again for the body. Thank you for this time, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.